Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's from the Wayback Machine. That's the Birds bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. That's just one of his books. And he's one of the great management thinkers that I've ever met. And we're talking about stewardship. Peter, thanks again for being out, hanging out with us. We defined stewardship earlier in the previous segment, and then toward the end of our last segment, we started talking about stewardship of data, of information, and how we manage all of that as it's all coming into our lives. And one of the things that I think I'd like to inject here, Peter, and get your thoughts on, when I think about stewardship of information, I have to include the two concepts of content and context. How do you reconcile stewardship, being a stewardship of the information we have, with content and context? Do you see that?
Jim, you're asking a really good question. Thank you for the compliments, by the way. I think the best way to answer the question from my perspective is that you get the choice of either looking at the data in trying to establish context afterwards, or saying, here's where I want to go. Here is what I value in my business. Customer first is the example I almost always give. And knowing my value is to serve the customer first, then how I look at the data as it comes in changes. What I choose to think through as it comes in changes. Better yet, the data that flows in that does not fit my context can be ignored. Mm-hmm. As long as I make the decision that the customer's values come first in my business and I don't worry about other things, then I can easily take the content with that context and reduce immediately what I have to deal with.
That's exactly...
So setting up, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's an excellent way to say it, because what you're saying is, folks, your context, that's the meaning of how you use the content. The context is what you know about your customers. The content is what you've learned new that can help your customers. Would that be a good way to say applying stewardship to this?
It is, and let's expand on that just for a second. The context is not just what you know about your customers, but what you choose to be to your customers. When your customers turn to you, do you choose to be a resource or a commodity? Mm-hmm. When your customers turn to you, do you choose to be working in their favor or somebody they have to compete with to get a better price? When the customer turns to you, what do you want them to think of you and your business? That's the context you set up in advance. So, Jim, your question really is one of the core questions for how artificial intelligence is going to work in the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you establish context after the information data flows in, or before? And that is two different directions for AI at the moment. In business, which is not artificial intelligence, but human intelligence and active intelligence, when we set up the context in advance, we make big data fire hose. More like big data, useful stream of water.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. But what would it be an example of setting it up in advance?
I make the decision that when my customers come into my, come into my tire store, they're not going to be greeted with tires. They're going to be greeted with service. I mean, there's tires there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to walk out talking about why the Goodrich versus the Michelin. I'm going to walk out talking about what is it you want from your ride in your car. So So then that means I don't need to be worried about information about what involves technical differences of tires first. I first want to get the information from the customer about what they want from their ride or life or length of life of their tires on the car. I'm kind of making this up as I go along.
No, I hear you.
And so the context is customer first. When I use that as a filter and I start looking at all the news from the tire industry, I can start to sort of skip a lot of the hype, well, maybe most of the hype, coming from tire manufacturers. I'm really only interested in things that my customers tell me are important to them. And if my customers say smooth ride, long life on the car is important, then knowing that the compounds do this, the compounds do that, may not be terribly important data to me. Then when I turn to my customer, I don't say, you know, the compounds do this, the compounds do that. I say, if you want a smoother ride, this tire is designed for that.
Well, and that's also something that if you can identify a certain set of expectations from customers, you can let the AI help you, the artificial intelligence, the algorithms, if this, then that. You can set it up like that. But what about on the other side of that? What about we're always going to need humans though to fine tune the data, aren't we? On the other side, the part that we can't anticipate.
There's hold on to that thought. That AI doesn't
I'm gonna get you to answer that question on the other side of this break. Give us the website again, please.
MEYERGRP.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.